Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning to the podcast Supernatural Choices. I'm your host, Joe, and each week what I do is I break down the various different supernatural beings, supernatural powers, or supernatural world. I'll give you my take on whether or not, if you were ever given that option, does it make sense in our modern world? In this week's podcast, what I'm going to explore is the Sith. And it's just in time for May the 4th be with you all. We're going to talk about, I'm going to go into a brief description of the Sith and some of their codes, some of their powers, and some of the drawbacks to being the Sith. I'll also talk about some of the pros of being a Sith in the modern world, and I'll talk about some of the cons of what you can expect if you are a Sith in our modern world, and then give you all my overall take on is what I'll do. So let's get right into it. First, the Sith obviously is from Star Wars, which is created by the great George Lucas. Just an amazing, amazing genius. He's done some great work, and Star Wars is an awesome, actually, just everything. It really is. It's between the movies, the TV shows, the comic books, the books. It's just really amazing. And I do want to make sure I break this down, that there are two different Star Wars, in my opinion. There's George Lucas Star Wars, and there is Disney Star Wars. George Lucas Star Wars is the original three films. You have also the prequels. You got the Clone Wars, and you have these amazing books. Just all really amazing, great stuff is what it is. Then he sold Star Wars to Disney, and Disney came out with their movies, their books, and their comics and stuff like that. And overall, I'm not a fan of Disney Star Wars at all. I didn't like The Force Awakens. I didn't like all the stuff that came afterwards. I just felt like a lot of it was just rehashing of A New Hope, and it took some of the parts from the old movies. It didn't introduce anything new. It didn't expand the universe. It didn't really help grow the actual, the different pieces. And even the characters inside, like Rey and Poe, you know, they really, and Finn, they were just not really that interesting overall. And whatever things that could be interesting was really taken out for political reasons, in my opinion. So I'm not a fan of the new Star Wars. I just want to make that known. So when I'm talking about Star Wars, I'm talking about the George Lucas Star Wars, all the things in the first movies, and I'm talking about the books. And the books are amazing, by the way. If you haven't had a chance, I would definitely recommend to go out and read the actual books. They call them Legends is what they call them. But if you can, read the books, or even better, listen to the audiobooks. The audiobooks are amazing. They have all the different sounds and special effects. They got speeders. They got lightsabers going off. They got animal noises. It's really good. So I highly recommend it. You know, enough about me and my love of Star Wars and my hate of Disney Star Wars. Let me get into it. As far as with Star Wars, so you have this universe, obviously, with where they got faster than light travel. There's aliens that are interacting with each other. There's warp drive. There is the overall just this chaos of the universe of Star Wars. And one of the big pieces is that you have the Force, which is this life energy that goes through the entire universe. And with the actual life force, there's two sides. There's the light side and the dark side. Now, if you listen to some of the books, they'll talk about some of the theories as far as there being not just the two, but there's a whole variety of different sides to the actual force. But most users, they're going to tap into either the light side or the dark side. The light side is the side that's giving you energy and making you feel all wonderful and trying to do all the right things. The dark side is really consumed with like hatred, anger, all the different types of negative, hardcore emotional feelings is what the dark side is in tune with. And that's what the Sith are actually tuned into themselves on there. So just like the Jedi, they have their own abilities. They got their own code. They got their own way of doing life. You have the Sith that have their own parts. And it was really explored inside some of the books, inside the Legends books. Sith, they are Dark Force users, but they're not the only ones. There's about six other groups that use the dark side, including like Dark Jedi, throughout the history of Star Wars. But Sith are the main ones that you normally see. When you think about Emperor Palpatine, Darth Vader, you think about Darth Maul, Darth Sidious, Count Dooku, all those guys, they're all Sith is what they are. And with the Sith, they have a few different basic principles behind them. The first one is going to be the rule of two, where you're always going to have one master and one apprentice. So you have one person that is the leader who is teaching the younger one how to be the next master. And what typically happens is that the apprentice gets so strong and gets so much better that they can kill the actual master, and then they become the master themselves, and they later take on their apprentice. This is what usually happens inside that universe. And that was created by Darth Bane. He's actually one of my favorite Darth Lords, and he was really just great as far as some of his history and some of the past and all the cool things that he did. And one of the things he did was, during the time when he was around, which is back in the Old Republic, there were all these Sith, and they were all around. You had all these Dark Force users, and they were arguing with each other. They were backstabbing. They were fighting each other. I mean, imagine just a whole planet of them. They're just all using their evil ways. Well, Darth Bane, he realizes that you can't progress. You can't get stronger through that way. So what he does is he releases his thought bomb that completely destroys all the different Sith at that time. So they all die is what happens. And then it's just him and his apprentice that are left. And from there, that's where you get the rule of two. And they keep passing on that rule throughout the actual universe of Star Wars. Like I mentioned before with the Sith, they do have their own beliefs and their own code. They're really driven by their emotions. They're driven by hatred. They're driven by fear, draining. They're driven by gaining power at all costs, and they are devoted to the dark side. There's no such thing as, hey, you're going to follow the light side today, you're going to go to the dark side. No, they're just 100% behind the dark side. There were some actual Sith that transferred over from the dark side to the light side. That was like Darth Raven, but it's a very rare case. Most of the time, when they're dark side, they just stay that way forever until they die. The other thing with the actual Sith is that they have their own code, just like the Jedi do. And the Sith code is really cool. It goes, peace is a lie. There is only passion. Through passion, I gain strength. Through strength, I gain power. Through power, I gain victory. Through victory, my chains are broken. The Force shall free me. And I think that's like a really cool code for the Sith. And it's something I think is even practical today as far as like peace being a lie. You know, we've seen that there's been so many different wars that's been going on. There's internal conflict that happens all the time. There's interpersonal conflict that happened. So to say that you're truly at peace is kind of, unless you're Gandhi or some type of religious figure, is really hard to achieve. And the second thing, which I like about it, about the Sith code, is about that passion. That passion is something that definitely drives us and allows us to really excel at what we're doing. And that passion could either be a passion for school and being able to stay up late at night and study. It could be a passion for football that really drives you to go on to join the NFL. That passion can manifest itself in all different types of ways in your family, in your friends. And through that passion, you gain strength. It's something I just think it's like a really cool, practical code that doesn't on the surface seem that all that too terrible. As far as powers go with the Sith, they have a lot of powers. Some of their powers are just the same like the Jedi. So the Sith, what they can do is they can run fast, they can jump high, they're in peak physical shape, they got these great reflexes that they can use, they can block laser beams with their lightsabers. So they can do all the things that the Jedi do, including controlling weak-minded people. They can read minds a little bit. And they can survive like heavy falls. They have their arms cut off or all that kind of stuff. So they're pretty close in the Jedi in that stance. But they also have these other powers that really come from the dark side. And there's about 20 of them. There's a huge number of them. I'm just going to talk about just a couple of the few that I think are really interesting, like Force Lightning, which you've seen before on the movie screen. That was with Emperor Palpatine, among all the other folks that can do the Force Lightning. There's Force Choke, which Darth Vader has done. There's Force Crush, where you can crush an object, which is what Count Dooku did at the end of the second of the prequels. There's also Force Drain, where you can drain the life force energy from someone. There's Force Destruction, where you can throw an energy field at somebody in order to hurt them. There's Force Slow, where you can slow down someone's either movement, behavior, or thoughts. There's also Force Rage, which can make someone really stronger than what they are. It's like they're going into beast mode when they're just so angry they can use that to power themselves. There is Memory Walk, which can make someone relive their worst nightmares. And the final one I think is really fascinating is where they can do, it's called Transferred Essence, where they can transfer their mind to the body of another person. And that's really fascinating that they can do that. So if they're, the actual Sith was getting close to dying and he can't live anymore, he can transfer his essence to another body in order for him to live again. And that's something that Darth Bane actually did. Unfortunately, there are some downsides to joining the Sith. The first one is going to be that you really have to kill something that you're attached to whenever you join the Sith. That's one of the acts that they make you do, is what they call sacrifice. So that could be killing your parents, that could be killing your friends, killing a lover, killing someone that is a mentor to you. You eventually, you do have to kill somebody that's close to you. So that's the first downside to joining the Sith. The second thing is that as far as using the dark side, it corrupts your flesh to where your actual eyes are going to change. Your skin is going to age really bad. You're going to have probably go from regular eyes to yellow or red eyes. Your voice is going to change. It's like almost like the dark side. And as you're using it, it's consuming your flesh and it's rotting you, is what it's doing. In addition to corrupting your body, the dark side also corrupts your mind, so that when, as you continue to use the actual, your dark side powers, you're going to be, your mind is going to be altered. It's going to get full of hate. It's going to get full of anger and rage and fear and jealousy. You're going to become very power hungry. And it's really just the dark side, and it just affecting your mind. It's almost like you're on steroids, you're on crack, you're on meth, you're on all these different things that are affecting your mind to where you're almost like a whole new person because your mind is just so corrupted. So there are some downsides to doing, to actually using the actual powers of the Sith and using the dark side powers. But looking at the grand scheme of things and just thinking, okay, in our modern world, supposing that you're at a business meeting or you're with your teacher, or maybe you sit down one day to have a talk with your parents and you find out that this person that you are fond of is actually a Sith Lord, and they show you some of the abilities that they have. They move stuff around with their hands and with their mind. They maybe force choke you or something, and they say, hey, you got this option, right? I'm going to teach you how to be an actual Sith Lord. I want you to join me on the dark side, and I want you to be joined the Sith. So the question is, does it make sense to join the Sith inside our modern world? And I could think about 5 reasons that are good reasons as far as why you should say yes. Take them up on that offer and join the Sith. Embrace the dark side. The first thing is that those powers and abilities are really cool. Everything from the movement increase, the strength increase, being able to read thoughts, being able to force choke people, being able to control weak-minded people. I mean, that's got some real serious application inside our real world in any kind of job, any type of environment, any type of social thing. Those abilities are very useful and very handy. So that I would say the first thing is that those things are all practical. And the cool thing is that it's not like a mana where you run out of the power. The power is coming from the force itself. It is coming from the dark side, which is just an endless pool of actually energy and power. So you're not going to run out. You can just go and just max out as much as you can, and you'll be totally fine. The second reason I would say as far as why to join the Sith would be that what's really nice is that you're going to have that personal master who's going to train you on how to use your abilities. Someone that's educated in the dark side, someone that's been there, someone that's been apprenticed themselves, and they're going to take the time to actually teach you all the things that you need to know and give you the overall philosophy of the dark side. So that's really cool that you're going to have someone right there that's going to help you do it. It's not like, again, like when you think about things like becoming a werewolf or something like that, you're on your own. You got to figure that part out, and good luck trying not to rip people's arms off or anything. And good luck if you're bitten by a vampire and the vampire lord doesn't really care for you. Those could be really huge problems on there. But with the Sith, it's so much different. You're going to have somebody right there that's going to be able to teach you all the different trainings of why it makes of what makes the Sith and how to use your abilities and how to be strong. That leads me to the third point as far as why you would join a Sith, which is really following that Sith code. Like I mentioned, I think it's a great code. I think it's got a lot of really good things to it. And it's something that's practical and it's something that you can relate to. Now, there's some underlying stuff about it being evil and all that good stuff. But overall, I think it's a good code and you're able to really follow your passions and you're able to do what you want. There's nothing really to hold you back and just go out there and just try to be the best you can and do the best you can at everything that you do. It's overall, I think that it's a good code. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. The fourth reason why it would make sense to join a Sith is when you think about jobs, because everybody's got to eat. You have to be able to pay your bills and get rent and buy a house, all that kind of good stuff on there. So when you think about jobs, there are an endless supply of jobs you can have as a Sith apprentice and later a Sith master and Sith lord because you have that ability to read minds. I mean, you can really do any job that you want, especially because you can control weak-minded people. You can go the legal route or you can go completely illegal route. So if you want to, you can join a pharmaceutical company and work really hard and whatnot and become the CEO or do some backstabbing, be the CEO of a pharmaceutical company. Or you can go completely illegal and just become a drug kingpin and, you know, selling drugs, crack and all that other stuff that they sell and just be the big time drug kingpin. You could also go a separate route and become a Wall Street trader. Go completely illegal and go Wall Street inside trader and be trading over stocks and bonds and doing all kind of stuff. You can be a lawyer, a very shady one who's doing all kind of stuff because you control people's minds and make weak people do things. I mean, you could really make billions and billions of dollars in today's world as a Sith Lord and a Sith apprentice and a Sith master. I mean, you really can. You can just clean up things. You can go gamble, become a politician and just lie and do all the stuff they do, be a salesman, be the greatest salesman ever, sell some crooked, of course. And that is the one drawback as far as with the jobs is that you do have to make sure that you serve the dark side. So you can't just be all just good stuff like, hey, I'm going to make a new light bulb that everybody likes, or I'm going to go out and invent some great new non-alcoholic beer. You can't go that route. You got to go to the dark side. You have to serve the dark side. So that is one of the keys as far as with the job. So as long as you're serving the dark side or you're using your money to serve the dark side, then you'll be totally fine as it goes. But like I mentioned, with the Sith powers, there are any number of jobs that you can have, which is just really awesome as far as that goes. Fifth reason I would say to join the dark side is that you could potentially live for hundreds of thousands of years. You really could. So the first example I think of that is this Darth Lord who was, it's back in the Old Republic. He was very evil guy, of course. He's a Dark Lord. And what he does is he leads all these other Sith to his planet. And as they're at the planet, he's got them all surrounded as far as in the planet. And he releases Sting and it completely just, he absorbs all the energy from all the other Sith that's on that planet. And because of that, he's able to live for thousands of years without dying because he absorbed all that energy. You can also think about when I talked about with Darth Bane earlier, as far as the essence transfer, that you're able to transfer your essence from one person to another. So there's an unlimited number of ways that you can go about as far as prolonging your life so you don't have to necessarily die of old age. If you think about, I mean, yeah, you wouldn't want to obviously take all the life away from Earth, because if you did, then there would be nobody here to interact with. So that wouldn't be a good thing. But if you just keep prolonging your life for another 50 years, maybe you take the lives of maybe hundreds of people or something like that. Look, for a good like 25, another 50 years, we're going to get to the point to where we're going to start really going deep exploration and start going further inside in outer space. And we'll eventually get to the point to where we can go to another planet. And from there, you can go to that new planet and just absorb all the life there is what you can do. Or you can do the essence transfer, like I mentioned before, and transfer your essence from one body to another. And that way you can prolong your life. So there's a number of different ways that you can do it. Sorry, my mic almost fell down over me. There's a number of different ways that you can do it. So I would say that that's a really cool part about being a Sith. Unfortunately, with all things, there are some bad parts. And joining the Sith is no different. So when you think about joining the Sith, there's really six things that's really awful about being a Sith in our modern world. The first one is just being a Sith itself is that you're going to have to kill something that you're attached to. That could be your family members, a loved one. It could be a best friend. It could be anything of that sort. So that is something that you have to think about. And some people may think, oh, well, I'm going to figure it out. And what I'll do is I'll get closely attached to my master. And then when it's time, I'm going to kill my master. And then I'm going to be the Sith Lord. But trust me, that's just the dark side talking to you. Don't listen to that, really, because what's going to happen is that once you get inside that dark side, once you embrace it, it's going to take over you. And you're going to wind up killing one of your close family members without any hesitations at all. So that'd be the first thing, is that you're going to kill somebody that you're really closely attached to. The second reason I would say to say no to that offer to being a dark side is that you really have to serve the dark side. You are evil. You're a dark side user. There is no, hey, I'm going to be the occasional good guy and I'm going to be also serving the dark side. No, you're fully embracing the dark side and you're going over to the evil part. And there is very few people that can come back from it. You know, of course, Darth Vader did, but that was after he was practically on death's door. So you're going to be doing all these evil things. Maybe you're going to kill younglings like he did while you're serving the dark side. So I would say that's one a huge reason why not to do it. The third reason I would say to watch out and not join the actual Sith is that maybe you could have joined the Jedi. And when you think about it, if the Force is real, if there's Sith out there, then obviously there's going to be some type of light side of the Force. And if there is no Jedi, then you can obviously just go and create it. The dude's talking to you, so obviously you're Force sensitive. So just go form the Jedi. Go join the Jedi. Don't go to the actual dark side. And you know, really, if you're part of the Sith, it's going to make it very difficult for you to come back around and try to join the Jedi afterwards. They're not going to really embrace you. So I would much rather just go ahead and decline that offer and then go out there and try to find the actual Jedi or form the Jedi yourself. Fourth reason, I think, as far as negatives of joining the actual Sith is that you're going to only have the dark side. It's all you're going to have. There's no family members. There's no friends. Those are all just your pawns. There's no loves. You have really embraced the dark side, and that is your master, that is your wife, that is your husband, that is everything to you, that's your girlfriend. And it's a very just cold, lonely place. If you're embracing it, then you don't really care because all your feelings are gone. But I just think that it's a huge, huge, horrible burden to take on as far as only just having a dark side. That's all you're thinking about is dark thoughts and just trying to service that dark side. The fifth reason I would say to back off as far as not joining the Sith is when you think about some of the flaws of the rule of two. And on the surface, it seems perfect, you know, master, apprentice, but there are some flaws to it. Flaws such as your master and the apprentice, like eventually you guys are going to have to fight and one's going to have to kill the other. And it could be you fighting your master. And even if you prevail and you kill him, one day you're going to take on an apprentice and you're going to have to fight your apprentice, or your apprentice is going to kill you. And that vicious cycle is going to keep going on. And it's a hard thing to do as far as trying to kill your master, the guy that brought you in. But obviously, if you're the dark side, you don't really care. But it's kind of a hard thing to embrace. The other thing as far as with the rule of two is that you could have a really lazy master, and you got this one person who's your master. He's lazy. And that's the person that you're dependent on. And he doesn't really understand the dark side. He doesn't really know how to use all his different abilities. And he's just lazy and he's sending you. I mean, it'd just be a horrible situation that you got to learn from this person that doesn't really know what they're doing. Obviously, maybe you're strong enough that you can kill him. But that's going to be something that you have to deal with. The other part of like the rule of two, when you think about it, is that you could get treated horribly by your master. Your master could be almost like a slave master and whip you, beat you. I mean, there's no union you're going to go cry to. You can't go to the police and say, hey, my Sith master or my Sith Lord, he's treating me awful. I mean, That's not going to happen. So it's really up to you and your master to work out that relationship. And the master could be just be a very abusive master. Also, with the rule of two, some of the other flaws is that you could, even if you prevail, that you get to the point, your master teaches you quite a bit of stuff, you kill him, and now you're the master, and you try to find an apprentice, you could waste your entire life trying to find a good apprentice and just keep failing and failing to find someone good who's going to really embrace the dark side and really learn all the different teachings that you can teach him. So you could just waste all this time trying to find your new apprentice. So that's part of it. The other part is that your apprentice could go to the light side. You could be teaching them the dark side and explaining to them. Then they just fully just leave and then they go to the light side and come back and try to fight you is what they could do. Or even still, like you think about it, like your master, you may think that your master's dead and he's in a ditch, but actually he somehow survived and he joins the light side. So now you got your light side master that's coming after you. So there's no such thing. I mean, it's just a wonky whole scenario as far as how these things can flip-flop and go back and forth. And final part, as far as like what the rule of two is to think about, is that people always think like, oh man, there's going to be a fair fight between the master and the actual apprentice, but it may not be. It could just be complete treachery. It could be just putting poison in somebody's drink. It could be just, you know, turn off the batteries of the lightsaber. There could be anything of that sort. So it's a bit of a problem as far as with the rule of two, and it's not the end all to be all. It's not going to be a perfect relationship from that standpoint. The final reason I would say to really hold off and not embrace the actual joining the Sith in our modern world is that it really, using your dark side powers is going to corrupt your body and your mind. Just like I mentioned before, that it's going to age you, make you look ugly, could make you look a complete freak. Your skin's going to be sagging, your eyes going to turn yellow and red. And at the same time, your mind is going to be gone. Your mind is going to just be just full of paranoia. It's going to be full of angry and jealous. And it's going to be like you're on multiple different hardcore drugs at the same time. You got the looks of a meth head. You got the brains of a crack addict. You're on steroids and you're trying to kill as many people as you can. It's a horrible state to be in as far as what your mind and your body and what the actual dark side is going to be doing to it. Overall, I would say that when it comes to the option of being the Sith in our modern world, I would say no. I don't think it makes a lot of sense. Really, it's due to that corruption of your mind and your body. When you talk about how you got to join the Sith, you got to kill somebody. When you talk about what are all the things that goes with being in the Sith, as far as with the master and the apprentice relationship, I just think that there's too many negatives to it and very few. The powers are great, which is great. Those are the positives, but all those negatives, I think it just adds up too much on there. So if you ever give an option, tell your teacher, tell your boss, tell your friend, no, I'm going to pass on this. And then use your force powers, try to seek out the Jedi, or start your own Jedi. Go that route. Go a completely separate route. Hey guys, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I release one new episode every week. If you enjoyed it, be sure to hit the subscribe button and leave a positive review on your listening device. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Mallet_Joseph. That is MALLETT _JOSEPH. Thanks again for listening, and may the Fourth be with you. And stay weird, guys. Bye.